Praise the Lord. Amen. Rise up as we pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all who are here today. We're asking, Lord, we'll see Jesus today. Amen. And we pray, Lord, that as we see the Lord Jesus Christ, mighty blessings will come upon every life in Jesus' name. Amen. We pray, Lord, we'll not go back as we came. Amen. Your strength, your grace, your love, your power, your manifestation will reveal to everyone in Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You can sit down. We're coming to Hebrews chapter 12, and I'm looking at verse 2. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Looking unto Jesus, as you look at the epistle to the Hebrews, actually the writer, the author, has been presenting to us our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He presents his attributes. He presents his characteristics. He presents his titles. He presents his ministries. He presents his offices. And then he calls us to look unto him. Look unto Jesus. From chapter 1, he's been revealing to us who Jesus is. He is Jesus, the appointed heir of all things. It tells us he is the one that has all things under his control. He's the upholder of all things. And you want to be upheld, you want to be straightened out, you want his strength underneath you. It says, look unto Jesus. He is the captain of our salvation. You're saved, or you want to be saved. And you're saved and you want to be running the race victoriously. Look unto Jesus, the captain of our salvation. He is the apostle of our profession. And because of the one that affirms our confession, our profession, it says, look unto Jesus. He is a great high priest. He is the Son of God. He is the everlasting priest. And it says, look unto Jesus, the author of eternal salvation, the giver of eternal salvation, or the forerunner of the saints. Is gone before us, and he's run the race before us, and he's run it triumphantly well. And he says, if you're going to be victorious, look unto Jesus. He says, he's the King of righteousness. He says, he is the King of peace. And he says, he's the mediator of a better covenant. And you have this covenant, you are walking in the goodness of the covenant of the Lord. He says, there's one thing for you to do. Look away from everything and look unto Jesus, the giver of eternal redemption and eternal inheritance. He is the acceptable representative for all saints, for all children of God, in the presence of God. And he says, there's nothing for you else for you to do. Look unto Jesus. He is the gateway into the holiest, and he is the soon returning commander and the conqueror. And he says, if there's anything you are going to do as you are running the race, look unto Jesus. He is the risen, begotten Son. He is the prince on the throne of the whole universe, and he is ever the same conqueror that is sitting on the throne of the universe. He is ever the same shepherd of the sheep, and he says, look unto him. Come back to that, Hebrews chapter 12, and look at verse 2. Looking unto Jesus. As I've just related to you, it's been introducing the Lord Jesus Christ. And he tells us, look at who Jesus is. He meets all your need, and is there to help you, is there to uphold you. And there's just one thing, as you look at the whole epistle, it says, look unto Jesus. We're talking today on looking unto Jesus and reaching greater heights. Looking unto Jesus and reaching greater heights. As you look to Jesus today, you reach a greater height. I said you reach a greater height. You'll not be at that low level you have always been, because looking unto Jesus will lift you up. It will lift me up. I said to lift me up. And then you come to greater heights, higher heights in Jesus' name. We're coming to Hebrews chapter 12, and then I'm reading from verses 1 and 2. There are three things we're talking about as we look at the message, looking unto Jesus and reaching greater heights. Point number one, warning against great hindrances, looking away from Jesus. That's the problem. The people who see great hindrances and the people who are restrained and restricted by great hindrances, the people who are stopped or the people who are slowed down by great hindrances, they've been looking the wrong direction. They're looking away from Jesus. Point number one, warning against great hindrances, looking away from Jesus. Point number two, walking in God's highway, always looking unto Jesus. Walking in God's highway, always looking unto Jesus. Point number three, winning a glorious heritage. I will win. I said, I will win. I will conquer. I will overcome. The strength with which you say shows the kind of faith you have. I will overcome. I will conquer. You will conquer. The Lord is on your side. Point number three, winning a glorious heritage, steadfastly looking unto Jesus. Steadfastly looking unto Jesus. We're coming to point number one, warning against great hindrances, looking away from Jesus. I come to Hebrews chapter 12, and I'm reading from verses 1 and 2. It says, wherefore, see we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. When it tells us that a race is set before you, and the Lord knows who you are, he knows the grace he has given you, and he knows what your life will become, he knows what he expects of your life, and he sets an appropriate race before you. Number one, the pilgrim's race. Number two, the Christian's race. Number three, the believer's race. Number four, it's the soldier's race. It's the overcomer's race. It's the one that says, I'm going to serve the Lord, and whatever he says before me, and whatever I'm to do, I'm going to run the race. You're on to the finishing line. Amen. You will run well. Amen. You'll finish well. And he says, if you're going to run well, which he wants you to do, and if you're going to finish well, which he wants you to do, you will lay aside. You will lay aside. To start with, it means that thing is detachable. It's not something that is so part of your life, part of your heart, part of your thoughts. And you say, I cannot help it. I cannot give it up. It's so part of me, it's impossible to cut it off. It says you can. It says you can. In fact, it says it's as easy as laying hold of that thing, laying it aside, and saying and deciding, you'll not be part of my life anymore. What is it that he's talking about? He's talking about the weight that impedes your journey, the weight that hinders you, the weight that holds you down. Is not something physical, it's something spiritual, it's something emotional, it's something in the inner man that weighs you down. It's the sin of this world, like the weight of care, like the weight of a burden, like the weight of worry and anxiety, like the weight of envy, like the weight of worldly ambition, like the weight of unassigned self-imposed baggage. That thing is not assigned unto you. And that thing is not part of what you are to carry. It's not part of the race you are running. And then you are overloaded with that. And then he says, besetting sin. The sin that does so easily beset us. It's talking about something peculiar to everyone. It's a dangerous toy. A toy that has no purpose. A toy that serves you no good. A toy that doesn't bring even temporary enjoyment or pleasure. A toy that is going to take reality away from you. It says, lay aside that dangerous toy, that worthless pastime. Worthless pastime. The things that people do because time is there on their hands. And because of that time, they just use it to pass the time. It says, lay aside the foolish thoughts, because the thought of foolishness is sin. Lay aside the sin of unbelief, and lay aside that sin, a little sin that grows to become an unbreakable habit. Lay them aside. Don't look away from Jesus, but look on to Jesus. I'm looking at Hebrews chapter 12, and I'm reading from verse 15. Hebrews chapter 12, reading from verse 15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest the root of bitterness, that's what you have to lay aside, springing up, trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. It's telling us that, you know, there are things people allow in their lives, and something you can overlook, something you have to overlook. So-and-so said this, so-and-so said that, and all of a sudden, your journey is stopping. All of a sudden, your journey is being interrupted because of that weight of bitterness. And it says, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Is looking at the present hunger. It's looking at the present need. It's looking at the present deprivation. And because of that, he says, what shall this birthright do me? He says, lay aside that concentration of your present condition. Lay aside that consideration of the hunger, of the thirst, of the need, of whatever. Because if you look unto Jesus, he will meet all your needs. If you look unto Jesus, he'll provide everything you need in Jesus' name. Verse 17, for ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. He had not been looking the right direction. He was looking at the wrong thing, and then he dropped the birthright. He gave away the birthright. He despised the birthright, wanting to have it back and the blessings that go along with the birthright. He could not have it again at the time of a temporary need, at the time of a temporary pressure. That's the time you have to remember, looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, and you lay aside every weight, everything that is trying to attract you to another sin or to distract your attention. Look away from that. You'll get to that goal that God has for you in Jesus' name. We're coming to Genesis chapter 19. Genesis chapter 19. And I'm reading here from verse 17. And it came to pass when they had brought them forth, that is the angels bringing forth Lot and his wife and his two daughters, that he said, escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. Judgment was coming on Sodom and Gomorrah, and judgment is coming upon this world of sin. And the angel said, keep on looking forward, keep on looking to the mountain, keep on looking to the peak and to the height of that mountain. Look not behind thee. That's what the Lord is telling us today. He's saying, look at the Lord who has called you, and look at the Lord who is the forerunner and who is going before you, and look at the Lord who is the highest and the greatest and the holiest and the one that comes to perfect your faith, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Look at verse 26 there. But his wife, what happened? I said, but his wife, what did she do? Look back from behind him and became a pillar of salt. Became a pillar of salt. Look back, look back. You will not look back. I will not look back. Our church will not look back. We'll keep on looking unto Jesus. And look, you see what Jesus said in Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17, I'm reading here from verse 26. It says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. You will not be destroyed. Amen. I will not be destroyed. The flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. You will not be destroyed. I will not be destroyed. We shall not be destroyed. Look at verse 32. Remember Lot's wife. Remember? Who do you remember? Lot's wife. What happened? She looked back and became a pillar of salt. Look at what the Lord is telling us in Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. And we're reading from verse 62. Luke chapter 9, verse 62. It says, Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand on the plow, and what? And say it aloud. Looking back, his feet for the kingdom of God. Here is the warning of the Lord. One, he wants us by example. The example of Lot's wife. It says, remember Lot's wife. Two, he wants us by exhortation. And he says, no man, no brother, no sister, no preacher, no one that says, I'm born again, I'm saved, no one that sets his foot on in the kingdom of God on the path of righteousness, looking back, his feet for the kingdom. What makes people to look back? And what are they looking at that makes them to draw back? The things they refuse to lay down. And he said, we should lay aside, we should kick away from us, we should throw away from us all those encumbrances. It tells us in Mark chapter 4. And I'm reading here from verse 19. Mark chapter 4, reading from verse 19. And the cares of this world, that's what you are to lay aside. And the deceitfulness of riches, that's what you are to lay aside. And the laws for other things entering in, that's what comes to take over. Comes to take over our heart, our life, and comes to take over our decision. Comes to take over, comes to take away our strength when you have the cares of this world. And when you have the deceitfulness of riches, and when you have the lust and the desire for other things, they choke the word and becometh unfruitful. Look at Luke chapter 21. In Luke chapter 21, reading from verse 34. Luke chapter 21, verse 34. And take heed to yourselves, let us any time. Take heed unto yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged, overburdened with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life. That's what you have to lay aside. Lay it aside, the cares of this life that will not allow you to worship the Lord like you ought to. That will not allow you to give time to studying the word of God like you ought to. That will not allow you to pray like you ought to. That will not allow you to consecrate like you ought to. That will not allow you to go out and evangelize like you ought to. It says the cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. Verse is near. Shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the earth? Watch ye therefore. Watch over your life and watch over those things that are trying to get into your life, that will kind of take away, that will kind of destroy your consecration, your commitment, that will take away your decision to run the race that is set before you. It says you need to take care. It says you need to watch. And it says you need to look at your life so that all the weights, and so that all the encumbrances, and so that all the hindrances, so that all the things that will crouch out your decision, your consecration, and your mind in serving the Lord, all those things will not come in. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. You will overcome. I will overcome. I said I will overcome. We're looking at 1 Timothy chapter 6, 1 Timothy chapter 6, and I'm reading from verses 9 and 10. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, but they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare. There are people that say, whatever it will cost, I'm going to be rich. Whatever I will have to do, I'm going to be rich. Even if I will repent later, even if I will adjust things later, but at this very time now, the uppermost thing in their heart and the goal of their life, I must be maybe a millionaire. I must be such and such a person. I'm setting the goal. It's not the goal of holiness. It's not the goal of reaching heaven. It's not the goal of enduring temptation. It's not the goal of achieving what the Lord has purposed for them to achieve on earth. It's the goal of, I must have as much money as I can have. And it says, and they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many hurtful and foolish laws, at which drown men in destruction and perdition. I pray you will not be drowned. You'll not be drowned in perdition. You'll not be drowned in destruction. It says, for the love of money, those who replace the love of Christ with the love of money, the love of God with the love of money, the love of the word of God with the love of money, the love of worship with the love of money, or the love of their own selves, lovers of their own selves, they replace the love of God with the love of their own selves. It says, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, O child of God, it says, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. All those things that impede our journey, you will lay aside. I said you will lay aside. Looking unto Jesus, you're not going to look away from Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. The people that look to the world for happiness, for joy, for success, they're looking to the world and they're looking away from the Lord, looking away from Christ, and looking away from Jesus. We're looking at Isaiah chapter 31. Isaiah chapter 31, I'm reading from verse 1. Isaiah chapter 31, we're reading from verse 1. It says, woe to them that go down to Egypt for help. Woe to them that go to the powers of darkness for hell. Woe to them that go to secret societies and they're looking for help. Woe to them that go to the powers of the world to look for help. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel. They're looking away from the Holy One of Israel. They're looking at somebody in the world. They're looking at the powers in the world. They're looking at the helpers in the world. And they look not to the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Yet he also is wise. He will bring evil and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of evildoers and against the help of them that walk iniquity. Now, the Egyptians are men and not God. Why don't you look up to God? Why don't you look up to the Lord? Why don't you look up to the ever-present, ever-living one? Why don't you look up to the one that represents you in the presence of God on high? It says the Egyptians are men and not God, and their chariots flesh and not spirit. When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that helpeth shall fall, and he that is helped shall fall down. They all shall fail together. We'll look unto the Lord. I will look unto the Lord. Jude. We're looking at Jude. And we're reading from verse 20. Jude chapter 1. Reading from verse 20. It tells us, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. It will keep you. It will hold your hand. You run steadfastly. You will not fall. I will not fall. Looking unto Jesus, I will not fall. Verse 24, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Is he able to keep you? Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. We've been warned, we lay aside everything that will stop us, everything that will retard our journey, everything that will impede our journey, everything that will become a stumbling block and make us to fall. We lay them aside, and now we're walking in God's highway. Point number two now, walking in God's highway, always, always, only, ever looking unto Jesus. Walking in God's highway, always looking unto Jesus. We're coming to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. As we're running the race, the Bible also uses the language you are walking. We're walking in God's highway. It tells us in Isaiah chapter 35. Isaiah chapter 35, where we're walking, where we're running, the kind of race we're running. Isaiah chapter 35, looking at it from verse 8. It says, and an highway shall be there, and a way, it shall be called the way of holiness. The way of the Lord, the highway of the King, is the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those. The way-fearing men, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed of the Lord shall walk there. in God's highway of holiness, the redeemed of the Lord, those who are saved, those who are born again, they will walk therein. I'll be part of that. I said I'll be part of that. I'll keep walking in the way of the Lord, and the Lord will strengthen us as we do in Jesus' name. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. And they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. And sorrow and sighing shall flee away. We're looking unto Jesus as a disciple looks unto the master. We're looking unto Jesus as a disciple looks unto the master. How does a disciple look unto the master? It's not just that, you know, you stand like this and then you're just looking and looking and looking. No, it's more than that. Number one, you're listening to the master. The disciple is listening to the master. He wants instruction. He wants direction. And he wants encouragement. And he wants a promise. He wants to know, how do I do this? How do I do that? Looking unto the Lord, like a disciple is looking to the master. Number one, he is listening. Number two, is learning. When it says you're looking to the Lord, you're learning from him, because that's what he said. He said, you shall come unto him and learn of him. You're looking unto the master. You're looking unto the Lord. Number one, you're listening. Number two, you are learning. And number three, you are loving. You're loving. You center your affection and you center your love and you center all your desire on him. And because you're listening and because you're learning and because you are loving, that's what it means that you're looking. You're looking up unto the Lord. Number four, you're leaning on him. You're relying on him. You're believing him. And you know that whatever it is and whatever challenge may face you, as you lean on him, you are looking unto him. While you're looking unto him, the light of the world, you're lightened by him. You're lightened by him. You feel light to start with. Not only that, he enlightens you because you're looking unto Jesus. Not only that, you are liberated. It's the look that liberates you. As you're looking unto Jesus, a light breaks you, all your yokes are broken, all your fetters are snapped, everything that ties you, you're totally liberated. You're looking unto Jesus, because of that you're lively. You're looking unto Jesus, because of that you're lowly. You're looking unto Jesus, because of that you're lovely. And you make speedy progress in God's highway. That's what he's telling us. We're looking unto Jesus. It tells us in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 17. Proverbs chapter 16, and I'm reading from verse 17. It says, the highway of the upright is to depart from evil. You're looking unto the Lord, and because you're looking unto the Lord, you know what he wants, you know what he desires, you know what he likes, you know what he loves, you know he hates evil. And therefore, as you're looking unto the Lord in this highway for the upright, you depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. He keepeth his way. He preserves his soul. You're fighting the battle of life. And as you look unto Jesus, thank God, victory is assured. Victory is certain. And from this day, victory in every one of our lives in Jesus' name. Judges chapter 7. I'm reading from verse 17. Judges chapter 7. We're looking at verse 17. It says, and he said unto them, look on me and do likewise. That's why we're looking unto Jesus. Look on me and do likewise. Look on me and walk like I walked. Look on me and talk like I talked. Look on me and have assurance like I had assurance. Look on me and go the direction I'm going. Look on me and be a reproduction of my very life. And say what I say and do what I do. And have faith, the kind of faith I have. And live by the faith of the Son of God. Look at that again. He said, and he said unto them, this is Gideon telling the 300 victorious people. And these are the picture picture of the Lord Jesus Christ telling us, as we look on him, we do what he does. He says, look on me and do likewise, and behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, ye shall do also. As I do, somebody there, so shall ye do. As I do, as I do. I want you to link up at the last line with the first line. Look on me and do likewise. Look on me and do likewise. As I do, so shall ye do. That's what it means to look unto the Lord. It says looking unto Jesus. Look at his life. Look at his example. And look at what he says before us. As I do, so shall ye do. As we look to the Lord and we're running the race that he has set before each of us, we're going to win. I am going to win. It takes linking up with the Savior. It takes consecrating to the sanctifier. It takes making sure that you are connected with the power and the strength of heaven. In short, in a normal Christian language, it requires salvation. Salvation. A dead man, those who are dead in sins and trespasses, they cannot look and see anything, but you come alive. You come alive, and then you are born again, you are saved with salvation. You begin looking unto Jesus. As you look into him, as you look unto him, as you look at him, as you gaze at him, you know there's something higher, something greater than salvation. There's sanctification. And then he purifies your heart, he sanctifies your heart, he makes you holy, he purges your conscience, and then you still keep looking. After salvation, we don't stop looking. After sanctification, we don't stop looking. You keep on looking, and he tells you there is baptism in the Holy Ghost. You're looking up to him now for spiritual strength. You're looking up to him for power. You're looking up to him for purposeful living. You're looking up to him for unwavering faith. You're looking up to him for inner courage. You're looking up to him for boldness. You're looking up to him as you consecrate. You're looking up to him with a relenting determination. And your life is going to be successful. Amen. My life is going to be successful. Amen. I said my life is going to be successful. We're coming to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 22. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 22. And I'm reading from verse 12. Acts, chapter 22. And we're reading from verse 12. Acts, chapter 22. Reading from verse 12. And one Ananias, a devout man, according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which dwelt there, came unto me. Here is Paul talking. This was the time of his conversion. And he stood and said, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And the same hour I looked up upon him. Receive that sight. He had been blindfolded. He had been blinded by the light that shone on the way to Damascus. As he looked up, his eyes got open. Your eyes will be opened. Amen. The eyes of your mind will be opened. Amen. As you look, you will see what you have not seen in Jesus' name. Amen. And he said, the God of our fathers have chosen thee. The Lord has chosen you. Amen. That thou shouldest know his will. That's what you get when you look unto him. When you look unto Jesus, you'll know the will of God and see that just one, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. You will see him. Amen. You will hear him. Amen. Not only that, as you look unto him, you'll be ready for the coming of the Lord. You'll be ready for the rapture in Jesus' name. Amen. Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2. Reading from verse 13. In Titus chapter 2. Reading from verse 13, looking for that blessed hope. You're looking unto Jesus. You know he's coming, and he's coming soon. And you're looking so that he'll grant you the grace, he'll grant you the strength to be ready. You're going to be ready. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. It will happen.
Yeah.
Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, reading from verse 14. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. It says, "For do peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord." You see, there's no full stop there after "shall see the Lord," because the sentence continues. "Follow peace with all men," how? "Looking diligently." "And holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord." How will that happen? "Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled." You'll not be defiled in Jesus' name. Keep on looking, keep on looking. It'll make you ready for the coming of the Lord in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We're coming to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. And I'm reading from verse 20. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. "For our conversation is in heaven, our citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior." From whence also we're looking for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, "who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself." As we look unto the Lord, and we're looking at the Lord, he will subdue everything in your life unto himself in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Point number three now, winning a glorious heritage, steadfastly looking unto Jesus. It's the winning a glorious heritage, steadfastly looking unto Jesus. We're coming back to Hebrews chapter 12, reading from verse 2. Hebrews chapter 12, reading from verse 2. "Looking unto Jesus, the author, the originator, the creator, and the very source of our faith, and the finisher, the refiner, the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross." And he did that for you already. He endured the cross for you. He bore the punishment for you. Look unto him. Believe that. Accept that. Embrace that. All confusion will vanish away. All doubt will vanish away. Despising the shame. That's what he bore for you. The shame of your sin. The sorrow of your sin, the defilement of your sin, and the final sentence and judgment against your sin, he bore everything, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Look at verse 15, "looking diligently," looking steadfastly, looking determinedly. That means you determine. That means you make up your mind. Although something would like to shift your focus, to look away from Jesus and to look away from the source of your strength and the source of your power, but it says you look steadfastly and you look willingly and you look only and always diligently, lest at any time, when the challenge is coming, when the difficulties are increasing, lest at any time when the enemies are drawing near, if you look away from the captain of your salvation, it says looking diligently, lest at any time any man fail, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness, springing up. You know, when you're looking at what they said and what they did and how they acted, you'll forget they did something more than that against the Lord Jesus Christ, the contradiction of sinners, and the lies they told against him, and all the evil things they said, and all the evil they said, and he bought that for you. And because he bought that for you, you'll not allow any root of bitterness to spring up now, because if it does, it will trouble you, and it will make you to be defiled and cause many people too to be defiled. You will not be defiled. And you'll not cause the defilement of other people in Jesus' name. Look at verse 28. Wherefore, we're receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved. That's what we're receiving, a kingdom that will not be taken away. Heritage that will not be taken away. Inheritance that will not be taken away. Wherefore, we're receiving a kingdom that cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Your worship will be accepted in Jesus' name. Amen. Looking unto Jesus. What's our heritage? The glorious heritage. As we look unto Jesus, as we look at Jesus, only at Jesus, ever at Jesus, always at Jesus, and steadfastly at Jesus, what are we going to have? Number one, look and be saved. Look and be saved. That's all. Don't look at your sin. Don't look at your condemnation. Don't look at the evil you have done. We're looking at Isaiah chapter 45. I'm reading from verse 22. Isaiah chapter 45. And we're looking at verse 22. It says in verse 22, it says, look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. That's how to be saved. It is not just crying and crying. That doesn't save. It's not just rolling on the ground. That does not save. It's not saying, I regret, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that, I hate myself for doing this. That's not how to be saved. Looking unto Jesus, you get saved. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. Number one, look and be saved. Number two, look and be healed. If there's sickness in your body right there, as you look unto Jesus today, healing has come. Amen. I said healing has come. My own healing has come as I look unto Jesus today. It's in Numbers chapter 21. Numbers chapter 21, and I'm reading from verse 8. Numbers chapter 21, verse 8. And the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fairer serpent and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass. It has come to pass that everyone that is beaten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. And remember what Jesus said as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whosoever believeth in him will not perish. I see somebody there that will not perish. Look unto him for salvation. Number two, look unto him for healing. Because it says in verse 9, and Moses made a serpent of brass and set it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had beaten any man, when he beheld, when he looked upon the serpent of brass, he lived. You will live. Amen. Number three, look and be delivered. Look and be delivered. We're coming to Psalm 34. Psalm 34, and I'm reading here from verse 5. Psalm 34, and I'm reading from verse 5. It says, they looked unto him, and they were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Look at verse 6. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Thank God those troubles are over today. Amen. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. Your deliverance has come. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, and for there is no want, there is no lack to those that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Are they here?
Yeah.
Are they in the house?
Yeah.
You will not lack any good thing.
Yeah.
Come, 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 ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil. Keep thy tongue from unbelief. Keep thy tongue from anything that is contrary to the word of God. And thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. The eyes of the Lord are upon you. And his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth. This day, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth. And the Lord heareth. And delivereth them. Tell me yourself. Out of all their troubles, the Lord is near to them that have a broken heart, and he saveth them as be, such as be of a contrite heart. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but today, the Lord delivers them out of them all. Luke. And be delivered. Number four, look and be preserved. He'll preserve your life. I said he'll preserve your life. I said he'll preserve your life. Psalm 123, Psalm 123, 123, reading from verses 1 and 2. Unto thee lift I up my eyes. O thou that dwellest in the heavens, behold, as the eyes of the servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that he has mercy on us. He'll have mercy on you today.
Amen.
Look at Psalm 121, Psalm 121 verse 1. I will lift up, I will lift up, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Help is coming.
Amen.
Support is coming.
Amen.
Supply is coming. My help cometh from the Lord, which maketh heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth you will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, and the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil.
Amen.
The Lord shall preserve me from all evil.
Amen.
Going out, the Lord will preserve you.
Amen.
Coming in, the Lord will preserve you.
Amen.
Your place of work, the Lord will preserve you.
Amen.
In your community, the Lord will preserve you. Going to the village and coming back, the Lord will preserve you. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, and he shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Look and be established. Look and be established. You see, there are people, they start a project, they are not established. They start a journey, they're not established. They start a trade, they're not established. They start the Christian life, they're not established. Looking unto Jesus, it's as you look unto Jesus, you will be established. Proverbs chapter 4, and I'm reading from verse 20. Proverbs chapter 4, we're looking at it from verse 20. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Every part of your body will experience the health of the Lord today in Jesus' name. Amen. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on. Looking unto Jesus, don't be diverted to the right, to the left. Don't look back, don't look sideways. Don't look at the wind blowing, and don't look at the dazzling sight you might see. It says, let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. He will establish you. Will establish everything you lay your hand upon in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Look and be restored. He will restore you. Look at Jonah chapter 2. Jonah chapter 2. You know the story of Jonah. And you know the long journey it took away from the Lord. But eventually, he got into the whale's belly. And there was nothing to expect but death, a shameful death for that matter. But he said, there's still something to do. There's still something to do. When you get into the dungeon, when you get into trouble, when it appears there's no way out, look unto Jesus. Even today, he will deliver you. Jonah chapter 2, I'm reading from verse 4. Jonah chapter 2, verse 4. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again. I'm cast out of thy sight. I'm here in the bottom of the sea. I'm here in the whale's belly. And there's no helper here. It appears there's nothing to get me here, out here. Yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compass me about, even to the soul, and the depths close me round about, and the weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains, and the earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet as thou brought up my life from corruption, he'll bring up your life. O Lord, my God, when my soul fainteth within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Look at verse 10. Somebody there, read it for me. 1, 2, 3, go. Whatever has swallowed you up will release you today. Looking unto Jesus, when you look unto him, he'll totally strengthen you. You look and then you are going to overcome. I will overcome. I said I will overcome. You will overcome in Jesus' name. We're looking at Micah chapter 7, Micah chapter 7, and I'm reading from verse 7, Micah chapter 7, and we're looking at it in verse 7. It says, therefore, I will look unto the Lord. Micah chapter 7, verse 7, therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the Lord God of my salvation. My God will hear me. My God will hear me. Today, my God will hear me. Verse 8, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall rise. When I fall, I shall rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. How? Looking unto the Lord. Looking unto the Lord. Are you tired? Looking unto the Lord. Are you weary? Looking unto the Lord. Are you thinking that life shall come to an end? Looking unto the Lord, your circumstance will change today. 1 Kings chapter 19, and I'm reading from verse 5. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 5. And as he lay and slept on a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his side. He looked, and behold, a cake and also a cruse of water. That's Elijah. He was tired. He was fed up. He was fainting. He said, take my life. I'm not better than any of my fathers. Let life come to an end. And then the Lord sent an angel, and he looked. If you are tired today, looking unto the Lord Jesus Christ, strength will come back.
Amen.
Divine strength and energy will come back.
Amen.
And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat. He went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. As we look at Jesus today, you'll be strengthened in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Look and be transformed. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And I'm reading from verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. We're reading from verse 18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed, are transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. As you look unto the Lord today, he'll exchange your weakness for his strength. He'll exchange your perplexity for his perfection. And he'll exchange everything you are sorrowful about for something great and something better in Jesus' name. He will renew your strength. He will renew your power. He will renew your vision. He will renew your commitment. Look and be renewed. We're coming to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Look and be renewed. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Inward man renewed day by day. Your spirit renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory, while we look not at things which are seen. The things that surround you, the things that oppress you, and the things that threaten your courage, your boldness in the Lord. It says, when we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. They will soon vanish away. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen.
Amen.
Look and be blessed. I said, look and be blessed. James chapter 1, I'm reading from verse 25. James chapter 1, verse 25. but also looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man, where is the man? Is the woman there? This man, this believer, shall be blessed in his deeds. I will be blessed. Today, I will be blessed. There's blessing awaiting everyone. It will be mine. It will be yours. It will be ours in Jesus' name. Look and possess eternal possessions. You see, everything we have, everything we hope to have, everything we dream to have, everything we pray to have, everything comes through Jesus Christ and through looking unto him. You look and you're saved. You look and you're healed. You look and you're delivered. You look and you'll be preserved. You look and it will establish you. You look, you'll be strengthened. You look, it will restore you, there's restoration today. You look and it will totally transform you. You look and you will overcome. You will overcome. You look, you're going to be transformed. You look and you are going to be blessed. You look and you are going to possess eternal possessions. Looking unto Jesus, the gates of heaven will open for you.
Amen.
I'll see you there.
Amen.
You'll see me there.
Amen.
We'll be there together looking unto Jesus. And when we pass to the other side, and we get to heaven, we'll not just be looking at the streets of gold. We'll not just be looking at the mansions. We'll still forever, forever looking unto Jesus, because he's the one that brought us to that eternal glory. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3. I'm reading here from verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us word, not willing that any should perish. You will not perish.
Amen.
God is not willing that you will perish. You will not perish.
Amen.
The Lord who died for you is not willing that you should perish. You will not perish. The angels are waiting to rejoice over your salvation. You will not perish. The saints of God are not happy and they are not willing that you perish. You will not perish. And you yourself, you don't want to perish. You will not perish. And today life will come unto you. As you look at the Savior, as you look at the Redeemer, as you look at the one that died for us on the cross of Calvary, but that all should repent. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Verse 12, what's the first word there? Tell me out aloud. If you're looking today, tell me. Looking for and listening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, tell me what you're doing. Look for the new heavens and the new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace and without spot and blameless. The time has come, we're looking unto Jesus. And I see him is looking at you too. And he's expecting, as you listen to him, as you learn of him, as you lean on him, as you look in and gaze in upon him, everything you need, they are supplied today in Jesus' name. Spiritual, will be given to you. Material blessing given to you. Family blessing given unto you. He'll take sorrow away. He'll take sadness away. He'll take sin away. He'll take sickness away. Looking unto Jesus, everything you need today is granted unto you in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody there ready to look on Jesus? I said, anybody there ready to look unto Jesus? Where is she? Where is he there? Rise up and tell the Lord, I'm looking unto you. Salvation is yours. I'm looking unto you. Sanctification is yours. I'm looking unto you. Power is yours. I'm looking unto you. Blessing is yours. I'm looking unto you. Healing is yours. I'm looking unto you. Deliverance is yours. I'm looking unto you. Joy unspeakable is yours. I'm looking unto you. And success is yours. I'm looking unto you. Transformation is yours. I'm looking unto you. Restoration is yours. I'm looking unto you. Blessing untold and blessing multiplied is unto you. I'm looking unto you. I'm going to possess your possession. Call upon the Lord. Call upon the Lord. Look unto the Lord today, and he will grant you your heart's desire. Look unto the Lord. Look unto the Lord. Look unto the Lord. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Salvation is here. Salvation is here. Because the Savior is here. Call upon the Lord. Call upon the Lord. Call upon the Lord. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. Confess your sin unto him. Abandon that sin. Forsake that sin. Throw away that besetting sin. And say, I don't want that anymore. I don't want the defilement anymore. I don't want the dirty sin anymore. I don't want that evil sin anymore. It will pull you like the force of gravity and pull you down to hell. But you say, I'm looking unto Jesus. I'm looking unto Jesus. He'll break the power of sin away from your life. All that defilement he'll take away. He'll take the guilt away. He'll take the condemnation away. And then you come into the light of the glorious salvation of the Lord. Restoration, restoration, restoration. As we're looking unto the Lord, he'll restore the joy of salvation. He'll restore the peace in salvation. He'll restore the victory we have in salvation. Looking unto Jesus. Don't look at yourself. Don't look at your strength. Don't look at your weakness. Don't look at your foolishness. Don't look at the place you went. Don't look at, you know, your instability. Looking unto Jesus. He loves you. He cares for you. His mercy is waiting for you today. Looking unto Jesus. Restoration. Salvation. Looking unto Jesus. Sanctification comes. Holiness of heart. Don't look at your struggling. Don't look at your own power. Don't look at your own self-confidence. Don't look at your own private ability. Don't look at the boasting of the flesh. Looking unto Jesus. He'll give you his own righteousness. He'll give you his own holiness. It's a gift. He'll give you his own sanctification. He'll take your weakness away. He'll take the Adamic nature away. Looking unto Jesus. He's our healer. Looking unto Jesus, our healer. We're healed. Is a miracle worker, looking unto Jesus, the mountain mover. He'll remove your mountain, looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. Don't look at your own faith. I live by the faith of the Son of God. I stand on the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I pray in the face of the Son of God, is the author and the finisher of your faith. I rely, I lean, I trust in the face of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Your mountain will move away. The chains will be broken. The powers that hold you will release you, looking unto Jesus. He'll transform your life. He'll change your life. He'll bring the beauty of holiness into your life. The happiness of walking with the Lord, he'll bring that into your life, looking unto Jesus. He'll take tiredness and weariness away. You're getting tired in your journey. You're becoming weary in your journey. You renew your strength today, looking unto Jesus. Is the power of God in man. Look unto him. Confused, perplexed, burdened. Look unto Jesus. He'll liberate you from the burden. He'll be a friend, the lover of your soul. You have questions unanswered, look unto Jesus. He is a solution to every problem. Looking, never taking your face, your eyes away from him, looking. Never turning back, looking. Never being distracted, looking. Never giving up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Looking. Looking unto Jesus. He's our all in all. Provider, Savior, Healer, Sanctifier, Baptizer in the Holy Ghost, Supplier of all our needs, the lifter up of your head, the one that promotes you, and the one that lifts you up. You walk through the water, you'll not be drowned. You walk through that fire, and you will not be burnt. Looking unto Jesus. Look unto him. Look unto him. Look unto him. It's our all in all. All things you need, you'll find in Jesus. Strength for the journey. All things you need, you'll find in Jesus. Power to carry the load the Lord has put before you to carry. All things we need, all things we want, we find in Jesus. Solving the problem in that family is a solution. The Prince of Peace, look unto the Lord. We've called so and so. He could not reconcile us. We brought in the counselor. They could not help. The problems are still there. Look unto Jesus. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, the Father of Eternity. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. Looking unto Jesus. He cannot fail. He will not fail. Looking unto Jesus. Count it done.
Count it done. Count it done. It cannot fail. Count it done. He is faithful that promised. Count it done. He says, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. Count it done. He says, I'm the Lord that healeth you. Count it done. He says, I am your Savior. Count it done. He says, for their sakes I sanctified myself, that they also may be sanctified. Count it done. It says, John truly baptized with water, but he shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Count it done. It says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Count it done. He said, because I overcame, you will overcome. Count it done. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Count it done. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Count it done. Looking unto Jesus, don't look back. Don't look to the right or to the left. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Oh, for the joy that was set before him. See the joy that is set before you. The glory that is set before you. The fulfillment that is set before you. The provision, possession that is set before you. He endured the cross, despising the shame. He bore the cross for you. See him. Look at him. He endured the shame, despised the shame for you. See him. Disgrace will be forgotten in your life. Shame forgotten in your life. And now we sit down at the right hand of the throne of God. See him. We're seated together in heavenly places with Christ. Looking unto Jesus. He has answered your prayer. God has answered your prayer. Jesus has heard you. As you look unto him, he's looking at you right now. He says, hand over the problem. Don't think about it anymore. Hand over the concern. Don't think about it anymore. Hand over the challenge. Don't think about it anymore. Hand over those enemies. Don't think about them anymore. The chains that bind you, they are broken. The curse that followed you as a shadow, they are taken away. Now you dwell in the sunshine of his glory.
Amen.
Congratulations, he has blessed you.
Amen.
Where are you? No more sorrow, where are you?
Amen.
No more shame, where are you?
Amen.
No more burden, where are you?
Amen.
No more sin, where are you?
Amen.
No more perplexity, where are you?
Amen.
No more darkness, where are you? No more poverty, where are you? No more barrenness, where are you? And no more regrets, where are you? No more backsliding, where are you? He has answered your prayer. Rejoice, he has answered your prayer. Keep up those hands, keep up those hands, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you because we have removed our eyes away from problem, away from sin, away from sickness, away from Satan, away from evil spirit, away from domineering power. Oh Lord, we pray, everyone here today, salvation in Jesus' name. Restoration in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, you bring your blessing upon everyone today. As they have looked, as everyone has looked unto Jesus, all the burden is over.
Yes.
All the shame is over.
Yes.
All the guilt is over.
Yes.
Restoration has come.
Yes.
Salvation has come.
Yes.
Sanctification has come.
Yes.
Power has come.
Yes.
Inner strength has come.
Yes.
Healing has come.
Yes.
Deliverance has come.
Yes.
Victory has come. Success has come. Prosperity has come. Miracle children have come. Progress has come. Promotion has come. Joy, 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 joy has come. I pray, Lord, everyone will experience it in Jesus' name. We have nothing to do with those problems anymore. We have nothing to deal with that guilt anymore. We have nothing to deal with that darkness anymore. We have nothing to deal with weakness anymore. Now we are strong.
Yeah.
Now we're lifted up.
Yeah.
Now we're promoted.
Yeah.
Now we are blessed. Every sickness I command, get out in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Every oppression, every mountain I command, come out in Jesus' name. And all the backward looking, I never made it, I never made it, all that negative confession, get out in Jesus' name. From now, you have success. From now, you have victory. From now, you are an overcomer. From now, you are more than a conqueror. And I pray, Lord, our eyes will never depart from you. Always. Only, ever, steadfastly, looking unto Jesus, will walk in this highway where will not fall. Will walk in this God's highway where will not falter. Will walk in this God's highway, we're not going to backslide. Forward ever. Brother, forward ever. Sister, forward ever. All children of God, forward ever. Reach out and you will touch the supernatural. Confirm it in every life, Lord. We thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Looking unto Jesus.